11 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. The use of drones by Nashville's police department is drawing more attention from the Metro Council. At tonight's meeting, members will decide whether to move forward with more guardrails for drone usage. This comes after MNPD used a pilot program in the Madison precinct. For WPLN News, Emily West explains what those rules look like.
Metro Police started the pilot program without council approval, a measure members are trying to rectify. Police surveillance has caused frequent debate, and the council has taken several steps to maintain control of what tools are allowed. The legislation proposes that police would only use drones during certain circumstances, like an active shooter incident or a state of emergency. That would be a restriction compared to some of the calls that officers flew drones to during the trial period.
The drone regulations are on second reading. The measure will need a third reading and to pass that vote to become law. A new report finds that Tennessee is still struggling to provide access to maternal care. The March of Dimes tracks maternal and infant health across the country. It often gives Tennessee low marks, citing the state's maternal care deserts, high rate of death tied to childbirth, and high rate of preterm births. The latest report says that one in three Tennessee counties is considered a maternal care desert. That means there is no obstetrician working there. It found that annually 6,000 births take place in these care deserts. Tennessee lawmakers were expecting a financial windfall from hemp and THC sales, but revenues came in $54 million short of estimates. Last year, while passing a new tax on the products, the General Assembly also banned some of the most popular varieties, like those containing the high-inducing compound THCA. That spurred business closures and a drop in sales. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.